People sometimes ask me if I became the Ron Van Dam Show announcer because I love what Ron does and I love his comedy. Well, no. It's because Ron broke me out of a Tijuana prison back in 82 and smuggled me across the border in a suitcase in the trunk of a Yugo. And I still owe him for that. Muchas gracias, mi amigo. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam
Show. Okay, thank you.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm the person in the middle. I am the person to whom they refer to in the title of the show. That's who I am. Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it. As a sign of my appreciation, I will do a program for you. I will entertain you. I will inform you. I will put you to sleep if you're tired. Whatever. I've started my holiday shopping. I'm getting everybody pen and pencil sets. Yeah, that's it. Yes, my Hanukkah bush and my Christmas tree, I have put them together and they are mating, and I have a mixed religion kind of shrubbery going on. Hey, here's a little fun thing you can do during the holidays. If you're Jewish and you have a menorah, try lighting the menorah standing on your head. It's not easy, but it's fun. Everybody's in the holiday spirit, especially at the liquor store. Oh, yeah. Everybody's so friendly. I said this on the show yesterday. People all of a sudden are becoming nice just for December. After that, they go back to being their mean old bitches. Hey, Ron, happy holidays. Why are you talking to me? You never talked to me before. What's going on? Everybody's asking me to donate to things. I'm getting phone calls now on my little computer cell phone and on my little email machine that they're asking for donations, you know, and I just, hey, come on, stop it. Leave me alone. Stop asking me for things. Ron, if you don't donate, who will? Everybody else. Look, I donate a lot of things. I really do. I do. There are some charities that are very near and dear to me, and they all have the words Ron Van Dam in the title of the charities. I have an excellent show for you today. I know so far this is no proof of that, but I guarantee. Well, I don't guarantee, but I feel that it'll be a wonderful show. Coming up a little bit later in the program, Kip Starchild. Yes, Kip does horoscopes, and many of us can't live without somebody telling us what's going to happen. So Kip is here with a brand new edition. He's a fine man. He's in the room there, in the green room. We actually have a room here in the studio that is green. Yeah, it actually is, because you're supposed to. It's, I don't know. That's a term, green room. It means like in your, you know, you just, it's just a standby, just sit there and shut up room until you're on. Yeah, we have one of those. Gordon Javna is the editor-in-chief and one of the creators of Uncle John's Bathroom Reader. If you're not familiar with the book, I don't know why not. It's been around for decades and decades. I believe it's the 35th edition. That's a lot of editions. All right, that's coming up later in the program. Gordon Javna, the Uncle John, the Bathroom Reader's brand new edition coming out. We'll talk to him. Kip Starchild will give us our up-to-date horoscope so that we can live with perspective, ideas. And there you have it. Thank you so much for being here. It is the holiday season. It's official. I don't know what day this is. I think it's December something. One way or the other, it's someday. I don't know. It's, what is it? What is this? Thursday? It's Thursday? What's the difference? What's it? Why do you need to know what day it is unless you have a dental appointment? Dentists are on my ass. They are. I know it doesn't make sense because the ass and the mouth are two different places, but they are on my ass 24/7. They are constantly. Nobody cares more about me than my dentist. I talk about my dentist every once in a while because it's a kind of funny. It's funny. You go to the place. You sit in a chair that looks like you're about to be tortured. My dentist asked me to spread my legs in the chair, and I keep saying, "What does this have to do with dentistry?" And my dentist says, "Nothing. I just enjoy saying that." Wow, there's something wrong with you. Did you know at one point dentistry had the highest amount of suicides? What is so depressing? I guess it's depressing to spend your entire career in somebody else's mouth. But for some reason, I don't know if that's still the case, but at one point it was. And if there's so many dentists that are committing suicide, how come there's so many dentists still left over? My dentist has a staff of people that their sole job is to call me and remind me that I need to make a dental appointment. That's all they do. They call me at the oddest times. I'm having sex yesterday, and the dentist calls and says, "I'm reminding you of your appointment next week." And I said, "This is a very awkward time for you to remind me I'm having sex right now." And the girl on the phone said, "Oh, all right, but can you confirm next Tuesday, please?" I said, "No, I'm not confirming anything right now." They're on my ass, man. They're on my ass. And then when you show up at the dentist's office, they keep pounding you to come in. You show up and you sit down in the waiting room for 6 hours. What's your rush? You rush me to get me over to the office. Then I sit there waiting to be called, and then they call my name, and I sit in another chair. And then this oral hygienist comes in and starts probing around my mouth. Who does that? All right. Anyway, as you can tell, I have a problem with dentistry. I really do. The only good thing about dentistry, and I mean the only good thing, is that they put your mouth out of condition. Like, you don't have to talk like for a while. They can wire your mouth shut, and that can't be a bad thing. Anyway, oral hygiene, ladies and gentlemen, oral hygiene. Okay, whatever. Man, are you still here? Did you just sit through that entire little dentistry rant? Oh my God, you did? You're amazing. You really, I couldn't do it. You're amazing. Oh, man. People are so phony, aren't they? Raise your hand if you think people are phony. Look at everybody raising their hand. Look at that. I think we all feel the same way about that. People are so phony. It's part of what they do. Because you have to be phony. Because if you're not, and you're honest, people aren't going to like you. And isn't that it's all about having people like you. That's how Facebook became so popular. Oh, I want people to recognize me and want me and know that I exist and listen to my comments and appreciate how I think. I love Facebook. No, don't you understand? They're appealing to your lowest common denominator. Anyway, I am sick of hearing this, and please don't come up to me and say this because it will indicate that you are incredibly phony. This happens all the time, probably happens to you. You need to recognize this as a sign of phoniness. You are being mentally scammed. Here's what happens. Someone will come up to me that I haven't seen in months, or perhaps even a year, or perhaps even years. And they'll come up to me and go, Ron? Oh, my God, Ron. How are you? How long has it been? My God. You know, just yesterday I was thinking about you. Don't say that. Don't say that. That is the phoniest thing you can possibly say. If you are going to dig down in the depths and say to me, hey, I haven't seen you in years. You know what's funny? I was just thinking about you. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't let them get away with that. They weren't thinking about you, and you know it. You know. That's physically and mentally impossible. Well, I haven't spoken to you in 5 years. Like, you know, this is interesting. Just yesterday, I was thinking about you. No! Don't say that! And what is the proper response to someone that says that to you? The response is, cut the shit. That's what you should say. Take them down. Take them down in their phoniness. Like a rhinoceros that is charging towards you to kill you. Take them down. Your response should be, oh, just cut it out. Why don't you just shut up? Don't hand me that line of crap and expect me, an intelligent human being who walks on two legs, to accept your stupid little comment. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't be sucked in.
Hey, Ron. Oh, my God, Ron. Wow. Man, back in 1992, was it? Yeah, that's the last time I saw you. Funny, I was just thinking about you yesterday.
How can you be thinking about me if the only time you saw me previously was in 1992? Stop it. Just stop it. Stop handing me that line of bull. I would never say that to somebody that I hadn't seen in a while. I would never. Because it's a lie. When you do that, you're exposing your falsitivities immediately upon the start of a conversation. Don't do it. I don't let them get away with it. I don't. I will stop them in their tracks. Oh, you were thinking about me yesterday, were you? And exactly what were you thinking about? I haven't seen Ron in 20 years. Hey, wait a minute, everybody. Stop it. Wait a minute. All of a sudden, I thought about this guy I haven't seen in 20 years. Whew. Whoa. I wonder if he's going to show up tomorrow magically. Whoa. Cut it out. CVS also annoys me. Well, Ron, what doesn't annoy you? Okay, valid point. CVS also annoys me. They troll me. I don't even know what that word means. They troll me. Every time I go into their store to buy something, I get home, and within like 2 hours, I get an email from CVS saying, "How was your visit? How was your experience in our store?" Okay, leave me alone. Here's what happened, man. I went into your store. I bought a bottle of aspirin because you people are a pain in the ass. So I bought a bottle of aspirin. Low dose, you know. Low dose aspirin. I can't take the high dose. It's too much for me. I got to take the low dose. So I bought a bottle of that like for $17,000. And I went up to the register and they scanned my card, another way of trolling me. And they told me the price and I gave them the money and they gave me the aspirin and I left the store. Leave me alone. Well, how was your experience in the store? I don't know what you're talking about. It was not an experience. I bought a bottle of aspirin. Leave me alone. Was the staff friendly? I don't know. I don't know them. Did you find everything you were looking for? Existentially or as far as aspirin's concerned? I don't understand your question. Did someone on our staff tell you about our discount program? No, you don't understand. I walked into the store, picked up a bottle of low-dose aspirin, and paid for it and left. What are you doing to me? Would you mind taking a short survey, and you could win a gift certificate for $500? No. No, I'm not participating in anything other than opening up the box of aspirin that I bought, taking the cotton out of the bottle, which is so frustrating. I need aspirin after that. That's it, man. We don't need to analyze this. If something went wrong in the store, I will call you. Other than that, get out of my life. I don't know what it is with you, CVS. I really don't. I don't know what you want from me. I don't know what you want from me. Leave me alone. Why don't you bring your prices down? Stop giving me coupons. I buy a bottle of aspirin, I get a receipt that's longer than the Dead Sea Scrolls. And I don't know how long the Dead Sea Scrolls are. I'm using it as an example because I think they're quite long. With coupons for things that I'll never buy. Instead of giving me so many coupons, lower your prices and let's stop all this paperwork. You're killing trees and you're annoying me. Can't you just be a normal store? Don't you understand? CVS does not need to be a part of my life. Did you ever try to get a prescription from CVS? Oh my God, within 24 hours you're getting emails and text messages. Get away from me. Get away from me. Would you like the prescription that you picked up yesterday, would you like that on automatic renewal? I don't even understand what you're talking about. Yeah, sure, whatever. Just leave me alone. Would you like us to send you a bottle of aspirin every 3 months automatically and charge it to your credit card? No, and I don't want to marry your sister either. Stop it. Leave me alone. It's annoying. Thank you, social media. Thank you, computers. For making my life a living hell. Leave me alone. Well, Ron, we're doing this to make your life easier. Well, that's not the end result. This is not easy. This is hard. Yeah. Anyway. Kip Starchild will join us momentarily. And when he does, watch out. If you're not familiar with Kip, he does horoscopes, and he is so accurate, it is uncanny. There is no can involved. He's fantastic, he's wonderful, and he joins us right now. Kip?
Hi, Greetings, fellow planetary travelers. Kip Starchild here with your New England Broadcasting horoscopescape for the month. Let's see what the stars have in store for you. Aquarius, for you this month, life is like a box of chocolates. It's going to rot your teeth and make you fat. Sorry. Pisces, an old friend is coming back to town this month. Doesn't that sound so much nicer than saying you're about to have a flare-up? Mm-hmm. Aries, your ship has finally come in. It's a rowboat that's missing one oar and has a hole in the bottom. Oh, and a homeless guy considers it his apartment. Taurus, one of your fantasies will finally come true this month. You'll be asked to have a threesome. But you should probably say no so things don't get too awkward at the family reunion. Gemini, for some reason the stars are saying toast. Lots and lots of toast. Cancer, be on the lookout this month for what can only be described as a life-threatening wedgie. Ouch. Leo, when family comes around this month, it's time to let the cat out of the bag. It's kind of weird that you keep a cat in a bag, but okay. Oh, also, it's time to tell the fam you're gay. Trust me, not a shocker. Virgo, only accept every fourth party invitation this month. Otherwise, Libra, if you've ever wanted to get into a fist fight with a waitress, this is the month for you. Scorpio, it's time to tell your secret crush how you're really feeling. Don't let that pesky interspecies language barrier slow you down. Just moo, I guess. Sagittarius, you need a change of pace this month to mix things up a little. Like a new haircut, or shoes, or getting back alley plastic surgery, changing your name, and moving to Guatemala to beat the feds. It's your call. Capricorn, it's time to pull the trigger on finally getting that full back tattoo of Ernest Borgnine. Live in the moment, my friend. I'm Kip Starchild, and that's your look at what the stars have in mind for you this month. Make good choices. Peace.
Wow. I did not know that. Thank you, Kip. Kip is a member of the National Academy of Righteous Pawnbrokers, and I don't know what the hell I just said. I made that up. I've just been informed that our guest, Gordon Javna, with the Uncle John's Bathroom Reader, will be with us tomorrow, probably, but not today. So I apologize for giving you the big buildup, but it will not be today. I am so sorry because we're running a little bit short of time. Oh, that turned into an Italian phrase, and I didn't mean it to be. Oh, it is the holiday season, time for love and affection, and yeah, this is a time of year where you hug people, you know, yeah, you happy holidays, and you give them a little bit of a hug. I've talked about this on the show before. I'm not a great hugger. I mean, I am incredibly affectionate. I'm like a teddy bear, really, but I don't know about the timing of the hug. It confuses me. So I let the other person command the hug because I usually am not the one to initiate the hug. And I believe the initiator of the hug should determine how the hug goes forth. I didn't request the hug. I am a recipient of the hug. So I let the other person lead. And here's the odd thing about the hug is when I'm engaged in the hug, and this is not with a person of which I'm having relationship, this is with a stranger who I don't usually hug at all, unless it's the holidays. Or it's somebody I haven't seen in years who says to me, "Ron, I was just thinking about you yesterday." No. Let's not go back to that. So the person will start the hug, and I will engage in the hug, and I will match the intensity of the hug from the hugger, because I'm the huggy. If the hugger is holding me tightly, I will hug tightly as well. If the hugger is giving me a little bit of a circular pat on the shoulder blades as part of the hug. I'm not going to go full circular on the person who initiated the hug, because that's just a little too familiar. So I'll do a little pat. I'll do the pat, not the circle, not the circle rub. I'll do the pat. Now, when I'm not matching the hugger should realize that I am requesting an end to this particular activity. How long does a hug go for? I don't know. I don't know what the proper timing of a hug is. I guess it depends on who you're hugging. But again, I did not initiate the hug, so I am now just caught in the wrath of somebody else's hug. So I go with it. I just go with it. I go with the flow. Yeah, I just do. The release is the odd part, because the hugger will start to release and I will start to release, but then I don't know what to say. I guess you're not supposed to say, oh, that was nice. No, don't say that. Don't do an immediate review of it. Wait for CVS to send you an email to do the review of it. Don't say anything after someone hugs you. Just stand there. Just stand there. It's awkward. It's awkward because you've just really had a hug, and yet you realized when the hug was over, that was probably not a good idea. And thus, the awkwardness of the hug, especially around the holidays, because we're hugging people who we wouldn't normally hug. Hugging is foreplay, as far as I'm concerned. They're taking your body and their body and pressing it up against each other for a unspecified amount of time. No one's going to say, look, I'm going to hug you now. This will last for about 12 seconds. You don't do that. You don't know what's going to happen with the hug. Now, hugging somebody of the same sex, that's usually not great. If you're hugging someone of the opposite sex, depending on your sexual preference, obviously, that starts to become, well, what now? Should we take our clothes off? It's just a very, very odd situation to press your body up against somebody who you haven't seen in months and who has just said, I was thinking about you. Oddly enough, I can't believe it. I was thinking about you yesterday, and now here you are. This is like really, really strange. Yes, it's strange because you're lying to me. Wow, I seem to be stuck on that subject, don't I? As I mentioned a few minutes ago, I am running out of time, so I don't have time to speak to Gordon Javna today, but I will do it in another day, to be followed very, very soon by a hug. Ladies and gentlemen, I've done a lot of interviews about holiday shopping, so many that it's making me nauseous. The one thing that all these holiday shopping experts say is do this early. Don't wait until the last few days just before Christmas or Hanukkah. Do it quickly. If you buy something online, realize that even though they say it will be delivered on Thursday, it may not be Thursday of this year. Just be really careful. The safest thing to do is to go to a store. Wear a mask, of course. Wear a mask. A Batman mask is usually cute. Wear a mask, and that way you can take the item off the shelf, bring it home, wrap it, and you're done. So that's the best way to do it. And it may not be the item that you exactly want for the person, but if it's purchased and it's a pen and pencil set, you can't go wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show, but until that time arrives, well, I wish you peace.